Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So, with which political party are you registered?
Oh, Republican.
Republican, all right, thank you. So, as you may know, not very many people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say
I'm going to make this easy for you. I vote a straight ticket all the way down Republican.
All right. Well, this survey is really just catered to Republicans, so it's morally based on, like, who you're going to vote in the Republican categories. So it's not really Republican, Democrat. It's just all Republicans. So would you say you're going to definitely vote? You're very likely to vote. All right.
For sure. So, I've lived down here for 2 years, and one of the first things I did was register to vote.
All right. Thank you. So would you say that you're going to be voting at your polling place on Election Day, or you're going to vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot?
No, I'll go in person to vote.
All right. Will that be, like, the day of or early in person?
Day of.
Day of. All right. Thank you. So what is your main racial background?
Why does that matter?
Well, really just to get a demographic, to make sure we have everybody's kind of opinions and not just of one specific group.
Caucasian.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age? Or I can give you some categories of ranges if you don't want to mention the exact number.
I'm 73.
73, all right, thank you. All right, so I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And I would like if you could please tell me your opinions about them, if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And if you have no opinion.
Well, I'm not really that familiar with them. I would have to read the information that I receive in the mail about all of them. And then I look up and who I kind of do my own research once I get all the names of the candidates. So I'm really not prepared to answer that one.
All right. Well, I'm sure most of the names, you probably do know them, since they are a little bit common. So, for example, the first one is Kamala Harris. Like, do you have a positive opinion about her or an unfavorable one?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Fairly.
All right. So, would you say you have, like, a somewhat unfavorable opinion about Kamala Harris or a very unfavorable opinion about her?
I have a very unfavorable, I don't have a lot of confidence there, no.
All right, thank you. What about Christina Fitzpatrick?
No, I'm not familiar with that name.
All right, no worries. What about Jack Mariano?
No.
No, as in never heard of him?
I'm not familiar with him, and no.
All right. What about Lisa Yeager?
No. Not familiar.
All right. What about Mike Pisano?
Not familiar.
All right. No worries. What about Chris Nocco?
Yes, that's favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
All right. And what about Gabriel Papandrupoulos?
No, I'm not familiar.
All right, no worries. So now I'm just going to ask you a few short questions about the upcoming Republican primary election. So if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today amongst Michelle Mandarin and John Legge, for who would you vote for?
I don't know that.
Don't know
anyone? I would have to research them. I would have to research them.
All right, no worries. So maybe based on, like, kind of names, or who do you think you would lean towards voting for? Or if you knew, like, just the slightest bit of information about one of them, who do you think you would lean towards voting for?
If I didn't know anything about them, I would probably just vote for the party.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it that way.
All right, thank you. So if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today between Lisa Yeager, Christina Fitzpatrick, and Gabriel Papandrupoulos, for who would you vote for?
The Republican.
Oh, they're all Republican.
Then I would have to research each one of them. And I do that because I get that nice,
little directory in the mail that you unfold, and it's got all the candidates. It's sample ballots. Once I get the sample ballots, when I really get busy researching who I would, and then I take the ballot with me to the polls.
All right, thank you. So, lastly, is the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today between Gino Finocchiaro and Jack Mariano? Who would you vote for?
I wouldn't know yet. I'd have to research them.
All right. So, like, lean towards any of them, or do you want to lean towards one of them specifically?
No. Are they both Republican?
All right. So, from the following list, have you, like, seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco Community Commission in the past?
No. No, I haven't.
So you haven't read or heard anything about her?
No.
All right, no worries. Thank you. So, if you were to label yourself and your political beliefs, would you say that you're a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
What is the last?
I have a little philosophy that I live by, and sometimes I find myself in the middle. I was just talking with my daughter about it.
All right.
Socially, I'm very liberal, but financially, fiscally, I'm very conservative.
Very conservative. All right. Thank you. So, would you say then that you're very conservative, or are you like moderate, maybe?
No, I'm conservative.
Very. All right. Thank you. So what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Half 2 years college.
All right. Thank you. Well, this will include our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. It'll be a great rest
of
your day.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling and asking. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for answering the questions. So thank you.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye. Have a good day.
Goodbye. Bye.